Good evening, everyone. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and this is SCARS, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the SCARS organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and Good Amateur Practice. This SCARS server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System, provided by Whiskey 8 Mike Whiskey, and all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move off the system and establish your contact direct so the net may continue. In fairness to all, short-time stations will not be recognized as such. All stations will be worked in the order in which they've checked in. Information regarding our operation may be found at www.scarsvoip.com. You have many net controls this evening. I'm merely opening it up tonight. My call is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. My name is Kathleen. I'm located in the city of Port St. Lucie, Florida, where we currently have a temperature of about 76, high of about 80 today. It was a very beautiful day. So prior to starting, I'd like to ask if there's any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled at this time. If so, I ask you to come aboard. No emergency traffic, and that's always a great thing. How about anyone celebrating a birthday, maybe today, maybe yesterday, this week, last week, or any special occasion or anniversary that like to come aboard so we could help celebrate with you? All right, hearing no birthday stations, I always say this, that means we're not getting any older. So tonight's session is the TIN Open Forum or Thursday Informational Net Open Forum, or TIN for short. This net is conducted to provide information pursuant to amateur-related subjects and or other areas of general interest to those participating. All are encouraged to participate and ask questions of our guest speaker or speakers. But I do want to advise all stations connected that this net might be recorded for future presentation on our website as a podcast, and all stations tonight participating will be part of that recording. Once again, this is the TIN. The subject is ham trivia. So have some fun tonight. With that, I'm going to turn it over to KY6V so we can get this party started.
Okay. Thank you, Kathy. And good evening. KY6V here. Tonight we will be putting forth one of our and my favorite programs called Ham Trivia. Having come from an all-ham family, I was licensed in 1949, and now in my 74th year of hamming, I'm proud to be involved in tonight's presentation. So sit back, enjoy, contribute your feelings about the hobby, share some of your favorite moments. And with that, I'd like to turn it over to our first narrator of the evening. That's Dave, GW8SZL in Wales. Dave, are you ready, sir, from KY6V?
Yes, sir, and thank you very much. As one who considers myself petrified, you at 74 years in the hobby must be beyond any reasonable explanation as to your state of being. Maybe that could be a topic for another TIN. I don't know. This is Golf Whiskey 8 Sierra Zulu Lima, and my name is Dave. Now, let me start with the first trivia question for this evening. Now, this ham hit .264 lifetime over 16 seasons in the American League of Baseball. He hit .309 in his highest season, and 22 home runs for his highest home run production 4 years later. Now, who is he? Can we have a name? And for a bonus, can we have his call sign as well? I wonder if anybody like to pick that one up. If so, can you give me your call signs and I'll go down the list. This is Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra, Zulu, Lima.
Romeo Fox Juliet.
Okay, I've got W4RSJ. Is there anybody else? Okay, no other takers there, Chief, so it's going to be all yours. Now, are you an actual baseball fan, I wonder? W4RFJ from 2W8SZL.
No, not me. I'd rather read Cisco router manuals and, you know, service manuals for radios. Actually, the only baseball trivia type person here is Admiral Charlotte. And she doesn't know the call sign, but I believe that was Joe Rudy. Anyway, that's what she told me anyway.
From GW8SZL, well, I think Admiral Charlotte's definitely won the cookie there. It is Joe Rudy, and his call sign is November Kilo 7 Uniform, NK7U. Actually, I did know that, but only because we had a read down a few trivia quizzes, ham radio trivia, a few weeks ago, and that one was new to me. Okay, and now for the second question of the TIN. What is the oldest operational satellite that carries amateur radio? What is the oldest operational satellite that carries amateur radio? Any takers on that one? Please call now.
This is VK2AOR, Bob, in north of Sydney, and I believe that's Oscar 7.
Okay, I've got VK2AOR, that's Bob, and you think it is Oscar 7. Do we have anybody else who'd like to have a go at it before I reveal the answer? Okay. PK2AOR from GW8SZL. Well, you are absolutely correct there, Bob. It is Oscar 7, and it was launched in 1974. Contacts with it are still reported daily in January 2023. In fact, I heard it just at the end of last year. I heard it speaking. Its batteries failed in 1981, but it still continues to run, but only on its solar panels. So you win a cookie there, Bob. I'll put it back to you. VK2AOR, GW8SZL.
GW8ZSL. Sorry, I turned the page where I wrote your call sign down. Sorry there, Dave. Gulf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima. Got your call sign right there now. And, yeah, all good on that. Been operating since operating satellites since about 2009, and got the bug then, and built up a tracking station here, and it got zapped with lightning about 12 months ago, and just getting everything back into order now. So I look forward to operating on Oscar 7 fairly soon there, Dave. Thanks for taking me in, and I won't stick around. I've got another net happening shortly where I'm the net control, Dave, so that's for the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. Probably come in through the HAM conference server or the CCARC-NSW conference server if anyone's looking for something to do. It's just a local net, but we're linked up to through our repeater to the conference server and to the wider community via HAM conference server. I'll let it go, and back to you, Dave. Gulf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima, VK2AOR.
Yeah, VK2AOR from Gulf Whiskey 8 Sierra Zulu Lima. Yeah, I think that was at the top of the hour. It's the morning T-net. Top of the hour here is going to be 1 a.m. Okay there, Bob. Thanks for taking a go at the question and getting it correct as well. So I'm going to move on to question number 3. Now, this one I didn't know because obviously I'm over here in South Wales and not the U.S. So how many studios are at Whiskey 1 Alpha Whiskey? how many studios are at WNAW from which visiting hams can actually operate? So how many studios are there at WNAW from which visiting hams can operate? Anybody like to take a shot at that one?
Romeo Foxtrot Juliet.
Okay, we got Chief again, W4RFJ. And an additional question for you, if you get the answer correct, is have you ever been to one of them? Go ahead, Chief.
GW8SNL with the SCARS Thursday Information Net. This is W4RFJ. And the answer to that question is 3, the number 1, 2, 3, and yes, I have had the opportunity of operating from one of those stations and had a blast being able to whip around one of those big beam antennas they have sitting up on top of the tower next to the W1AW building. Phenomenal setup there, over.
W4RSJ to W8SNL with the Thursday TIN on the SCARS Echolink Conference. Excellent. I thought you might have managed to do that. I don't know. It just popped into my head. So where is W1AW located, actually, there? That's a personal question, by the way. You don't get any extra points for that. Hi. From GW8SNL.
I think it's Newington, Connecticut. Is that right? Oh, I'm doing that right off the top of my head, but it's the same place that they transmit the CW practice and RTTY and packet transmissions of ARRL messages. It's a pretty neat layout. W4RFJ.
Okay there, Chief. I seem to remember Connecticut, but I couldn't remember exactly where. But thanks for confirming it. Having been there, you must know. Okay there, Chief. Thanks very much for coming in on question number 3. Okay, and for my next question, of the 3 current major Japanese manufacturers, which one first introduced amateur radio equipment to the market? And when did it start selling amateur equipment? And when did the other 2 begin? So of the 3 current major Japanese manufacturers, which one first introduced amateur radio equipment to the market? When did it start selling amateur equipment? And when did the other 2 start? So anybody like to take a shot at question number 4?
6, Victor.
KY6V, GW8SNL. Go ahead there, Gordon.
Thanks, David. I'll throw my hat at this one. We were discussing it the other day. It was Kenwood was formed in 1946, Yaesu in 1959, and ICOM in 1964. Now, as far as the selling of ham equipment, that's a little bit up in the air for a positive answer. Kenwood being first, did not offer their first ham equipment. They were in other areas of electronics until 1960. And I'm not able to find any direct comment on Yaesu, whether they, in their starting at 1959, came out immediately with ham equipment, but I think the answer is probably yes. So that's it. Kenwood, Yaesu, and ICOM, KY6V.
KY6V from GW8SNL. Yep, that sounds about right to me. And I wonder what was the first model Kenwood did bring out, or the first model actually Yaesu or even ICOM brought out in those years. Now that would be interesting. I don't know the answer, but I'm going to go and do some research on it. Anyway, unless of course, Gordon, you got any ideas, go ahead.
Not positive. But it seemed to me it was some kind of a ham RF amplifier. Over.
Didn't they market themselves as Trio in the early days?
A separate transmitter and receiver then. Okay, I'm going to go and actually have to do a little bit of digging on that one. Do you have anything further there, Gordon? Go ahead.
No, sir. But thanks for being there tonight, KY6V.
From Golf Whiskey 8 Sierra Zulu Lima, I wouldn't miss it for the world. I wouldn't miss it for the world there, Gordon, and thanks for inviting me as always. But really much appreciated. Okay, and that puts me down at the end of my question list. And next up, we have the Chief. That's Whiskey 4 Romeo Foxtrot Juliet. I know you're out there, so I'm going to pass it straight over to you there, Chief, from GW8SZL.
Okay. Well, thank you there, oh great petrified one. And I just came up with something here that announces the first radio was in 1969. It was the Trio TR-7100 2-meter amateur radio car transceiver. That's when it went on sale. And I think that was the first radio that Kenwood sold for amateur radio. Anyway, that's what Google does for you. Did you copy that, Captain?
Yeah, I did, but I take issue to 69. At least my memory does. I think they came out with something in 1960, but we'll check it out. Thank you. Over.
Okay, this is W4RFJ with the Scars VoIP Thursday Information Net, and I got a good question. In what state is the office of CQ Magazine? If you can tell me what state, we'll give you that cookie that Dave keeps promising everybody. And if you can tell me what city, I'll give you some brownie points. This is W4RFJ. Please call. If you have an answer, this is W4RFJ.
Good morning, Nico Alpha, 1 Gold Delta Yankee.
Okay, the net recognizes Echo Alpha 1 Golf something Yankee. I'm sorry I didn't quite get that, but try it again, please.
Whiskey 4 Romeo Golf, Interaction. This is Echo Alpha 1 Gold Delta Yankee. And my name is Luis Lima Uniford, India Sierra. My QTS is Oviedo, Oscar Victor India Echo Delta Oscar Oviedo, North of Spain, this continent Europe. Bye to you, my friend.
Okay, EA1 Golf Oscar Yankee. This is W4RFJ with the Scars VoIP Thursday Information Net. Do you have an answer to my question? In what state is the office of CQ Magazine? And for brownie points, if you can tell me what city.
Whiskey 4, Romeo Foxtrot, Juliet, this is Echo Alpha 1, Gold, Delta, Yankee, KSL. My friend, bye to you.
I really boogered that one up. Sorry about that, Piero. Echo Alpha 1, Golf, Delta, Yankee. Do you have an answer? Over.
Tell, my friend, KSL. No, Robert. My name is Luis Lima, Unifor, India, Sierra. Lima, Londres, Uruguay, Italia, Santiago. My name, KSL.
All right, Luis, I apologize. I'm having trouble with the accent. But if you don't have an answer to the question, we're going to see if somebody else does, okay? Okay. I apologize for boogering up your call. Is there anybody else who would like to take a jab at this question? In what state is the office of CQ Magazine? And I believe that isn't the state of confusion. I think that's the state within the United States. This is W4RFJ. How was that for a hint? Call now, please.
I think they're one and the same. Confusion, and the state is New York, KY6V.
Yeah, I guess I shouldn't try to drag that out too much longer. Good answer there, shipmate. And the name of the town is Sayville. Spelled Sierra Alpha Yankee Victor India Lima Lima Echo. Very good. Okay, here comes a popular question. In what year was the American Radio Relay League's first field day held? In what year was the ARRL's first field day held? This is W4RFJ. Anybody who would like to take a stab, please call now.
KE5ALF.
Hey, how's it going there, Alien Life Form? KE5ALF, W4RFJ. I probably just boogered your call up. Sorry about that.
That's okay. I'd like to take a wild guess. I think it was 1933. I'm not positive, but I think it was 1933.
Okay, we got that written down. Anybody else want to take a stab? Okay, well, I'm not drawing very many participants, but that's okay. Alien Life Form, you're absolutely correct. You get two cookies. How's that? This is W4RFJ. My next question, what famous ham radio operator tries to think about Elvis, and which one can't help it? Let's see, let me do that again. What famous ham radio operator tries to think about Elvis, and which one can't help it? Please call W4RFJ.
This is KD9YAO. The answer to your previous question for when did the American Radio Relay League hold their first field day, that would be in 1933.
Well, thank you, KD9YAO. This is W4RFJ. Do you care to take a stab at this question? What famous ham radio operator tries to think about Elvis, and which one can't help it?
This is KD9YAO. I would love to take a stab at that. However, I literally just got into the sport of ham radio. You're literally my first QSL.
Oh, well, that's awesome. And congratulations on your ticket. We are presently running a net, which we call the Thursday Information Net. We hold this net every third Thursday here on SCARS VOIP. And literally, we have nets every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. and Saturday at noon. That's all Eastern time, by the way. And we also have a net in the evening, 7 p.m., both Saturday and Sunday, which we call a rag chew net. So, please come aboard. And I guess the next question I have for you before I move on, because I don't want to keep everybody, you know, in stitches trying to answer this last question. We're just kind of doing a trivia night here about amateur radio. So, first of all, what's your name, and would you be interested in a lifelong free membership ID to the South Cars membership or family? Over.
My name is Will, and I would absolutely love to get involved. Like I said, I'm just now getting involved in this. I'm actually connected via Echolink right now from Fort Knox, Kentucky, and I'm still waiting for my Wolfson UV8D to get in. But for now, I'm messing around with Echolink. But yeah, I would definitely love some more information about what you guys are doing, and jump in on what you guys got going on.
Okay, well, KA9YAO, this is W4RFJ with the South Cars VOIP Thursday Information Net. Will, nice to meet you. Well, all I need is two things. I need the month and day of your birthday, not the year, because we're all 39 here if you're older than 39. So just rest it there. Month and day. And I also need a good email address. Do you have your QRZ.com records set up yet?
Negative. I just barely got verified up for Echolink and got my call sign literally yesterday and just jumped on. Is there an email address or something I can get from you, or what we can go from there? My birthday will be 26th November. Back to you.
Okay, do you have an email address I can write down? I'll send this form in personally. If you don't want to share your email here, that's okay too. All you have to do is jump on our website, which is scarsvoip.com. That's Sierra Charlie Alpha Romeo Sierra Victor Oscar India Papa.com. But if you want me to write it down, I'll get it off to the main guy. Actually, I'll be able to brag that I kept him employed even during the Thursday information at High High.
Email is going to be william.k.davies3@gmail.com. That's Whiskey India Lima Lima India Alpha Mike dot Kilo dot Delta Alpha Victor India Echo Sierra Tree at gmail.com.
Okay, outstanding. Well, let me be the first to welcome you to the club, and sure would like to hear you in there on the 8 a.m. nets or the South Car Saturday Intercontinental net at noon on Eastern Time, and welcome from Fort Knox, Kentucky. KA9 Yankee Alpha Oscar, this is Whiskey 4 Romeo Fox Juliet. Let me see if there's anybody else that would like to try their hand at this last question, and it was, what famous ham radio operator tries to think about Elvis? Which one can't help it? Please come now with your call, W4RFJ.
Lima, Charlie Bravo.
Hey, KW4, Lima, Charlie Bravo, go ahead, pick it up, take a stab. What you got for us, shipmate?
Well, buddy, not a whole lot there. Didn't want to stab at the question there, but just wanted to stab at the new inductee that just become a member of South Cars there. Just want to kind of work on him through the family there, and what can I say? Hang around, man. You learn a lot there. Check the website out there. It'll tell you a whole lot there, and you could mouse from one event to the other and just kind of let you know what we're all about. Welcome, KW4, Lima, Charlie Bravo. Appreciate the pause for the calls, Roger, but, you know, what can I say? You got to open your heart to one another, because that's what it's all about. But I tell you what, you slick, brother. You slick and wet molasses.
Oh, man, I thought that would be sticky. All right, King George, well, we welcome your feedback anytime we can get it. And certainly I'm glad you joined us here this evening. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and read the answer. The famous ham radio operator that tries to think about Elvis is Patty Lovelace, Kilo Delta 4 Whiskey Uniform Juliet. Kilo Delta 4 Whiskey Uniform Juliet. And the one that can't help it is Priscilla Presley, who is November 6th Yankee Oscar Sierra. I'm not sure where that information was obtained from, but I wouldn't have been able to answer that question if I hadn't been properly endorsed with the proper information. So with that, let me break for a moment. This is Whiskey 4 Romeo Fox Juliet. My last question for the evening is, what part of FCC rules governs amateur radio? That is, what part of the Federal Communications Commission's rules governs amateur radio? How many subparts does it have, and can you name them? This is a good one, because I get a couple of answers out of you. Please call W4RFJ.
Kilo 2 Hotel Alpha.
Okay, and there, my friends, is the happy amateur. Hey, Fred, K2HA, you are recognized. Let me see if anybody else would like to join us in this one. This one you should know by heart. Everybody should. Okay, I'll get off my my soapbox. W4RK, anybody else want to take a stab?
Kilo Delta 9, Yankee Alpha Oscar.
And Lima Charlie Bravo.
Well, first of all, I got that call wrong. Kilo Delta 9, Yankee Alpha Oscar. Okay, Will, we got you. And Lima Charlie Bravo, we got you. And we'll go back up to the top of the list to the happy amateur. You get first stab. What part of FCC rules governs amateur radio? How many subparts does it have? And can you name them? Come at us now there, Fred.
97. So I just turned on. I didn't even know the question. But I heard your melodious voice, so I decided I'd respond to it. So that's the big kahuna, the 97. So anybody else can fill in the rest. This is Fred, K2HA.
Okay, Fred. Well, make sure you give Miss Colleen a big hug and a smooch from Charlotte and I. And we'll break with you. A Kilo Delta 9, Yankee Alpha Oscar. This is Whiskey 4 Romeo Fox Juliet with the South Cars Thursday Information Net, doing a basically a, and the word just went right out of my head, a thing about ham radio. How's that? Go ahead there, Will.
This is Kilo Delta 9, Yankee Alpha Oscar. It's going to be part 97, and it consists of six subparts, parts A through F. Over.
Can you name them?
Negative, not off the top of my head.
All right. We've got Will's answer of part 97 with six parts. KW4, Lima Charlie Bravo, King George, it's your turn, sir. Name the... Well, what's your answer? Over.
KW4, Lima Charlie Bravo. Well, with everybody else on the 97 and the subparts and sub titles, I think it kind of deals with about as many a hairs on your head, you know, because every time you open up one subtitle, subpart, you get into another area. So, I don't think I've got enough hairs on my back of my head to account them all there. That's our story, and we're sticking to it.
Okay, well, I'm not going to belabor this anymore. You all did a great job. It is Part 97, FCC Rules and Regulations, Part 97, which consists of a total of six parts. And Subpart A is about general provisions. Subpart B is about station operation standards. Subpart C is special operations. Subpart D is technical standards. Subpart E is providing emergency communications, and Subpart F, qualifying examination systems. Boy, I'll tell you, there are six of them, and I appreciate everybody coming back to me. I've got one quick question. KY6V, did you get Will's information? Over.
Well, I got part of it. I'm hanging on his email address. If you'd be kind enough to send that to me, I think I'm set. Over.
Okay, I'll email everything to you here shortly. And I got his call wrong. It is Kilo Delta 9, Yankee Alpha Oscar. Okay, next on the list is Woody Squared, my good friend and amateur radio emergency compadre in communications, KO4UMQ. Are you available to pick up the trivia? That's a word I couldn't think of a minute ago. The trivia amateur radio questions, you ready there, Woody Squared?
Comment.
Well, as ready as I'll ever be, Chief. Thank you, sir. This is KO4UMQ. My name is Woody Squared. I am located here in Baxter, Kentucky. Right now, the sun's starting to set, and it's cooled off quite a bit. It's 75 degrees and a little bit of clouds outside. It was an absolutely beautiful day, and it was my first day to get outside and do a little work in the garden. I've been down with bad sinus infection the past several days, and I'm finally getting over it. So y'all will have to excuse the way I sound tonight. I'm still kind of congested and stuffy. So if I happen to cut out, it's either because I coughed, sneezed, or my house blew up. So, on with the trivia questions. First one for me tonight is Dr. Joseph Taylor, call sign K1JT, won a Nobel Prize in 1993. In what field was his award? Anybody with an answer, please call me.
K2HA.
Well, go ahead, Fred. Hopefully you got the answer for this one.
Well, he discovered a new type of pulsar. And he was the, he led the weak signal communication, and protocols for moon bounce. So, two things there. This is great, K2HA.
Well, thank you for that extra information, but do you know what field his award was in?
Well, the last time I checked, it was physics.
Yes, sir, you are absolutely correct. The field was physics. Okay, next for the next question. When were the Q signals developed, and by what organization? Anybody that might want to take a chance at this, please give me a holler.
Six, Victor.
Good evening, Kim. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, thanks, Woody Squared. Appreciate you being here tonight. Well, you know, the answer to this one, I really had to do some thinking on originally. It's an outfit called CIRCA, C-I-R-C-A. Never heard of it before, to be frank with you. In 1909, the Q signals were developed by the British government. Now, maybe this question should have come out of Mr. Wales, KY6B. Go ahead, Woody.
Yes, sir, you're absolutely right. 1909 in the British government. And that was an interesting piece of trivia there for myself. I didn't know that. I use Q signals quite a bit, and pretty neat stuff. Let's see. Next one up. What is the approximate height of the E layer? Is it A, 0 to 10 kilometers, B, 50 to 80 kilometers, C, 90 to 150 kilometers, or D, 25 to 55 miles? Anybody with a guess? And I can read those choices again for you. Just give me a holler.
K9YAL.
Well, good evening, William. It's good to talk to you, and welcome to the family, and hope you enjoy the hobby, and congratulations on getting your license. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. Thank you. The answer to this one's going to be about 95 and 150 kilometers above the Earth. That marks the height of the regular daytime E layer. Over.
You are absolutely correct. 90 to 150 kilometers, or which in our terms is 55 to 93 miles. Now, I'm pretty sure you probably remember some of this stuff just recently taking the exam. So great. Thank you for answering that, and you got it correct. Okay, so for my last question for this evening, where did the term 7-3 originate from? Was it from A, the air traffic controllers, B, the railroad, C, from old ham radio, old AM radio sign-offs, or D, the Western Union? Anybody with a venture, please call now.
Romeo Fox Juliet.
Echo Whiskey Golf.
Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Woody Squared, I think EWG's in there. You want to recognize him?
Who was it? I missed that.
That was KB9EWG.
David, are you still there, and would you like to answer the question before I throw it to the chief?
Yeah. This is something that
goes back to when I was studying for my novice license. My alma taught me this. It was from Western Union, and it was used as a telegrapher's signal as your end of shift. The telegraphers actually had their own call signs on with the Western Union there, and when it was signed off at the end of the shift, they would send a 7 and a 3 as individual characters, 7-3, which is why I will never say 73, it's always 7-3 when I say it, KV9EWG.
All right, thank you for that answer, but unfortunately, it was not the Western Union who originated the term 7-3. How about you, Chief? You want to give a shot at it?
Yeah, you know, after having worked on the railroad for 17, 18 years and enjoying a nice railroad retirement, I got to tell you, it was originated by the railroad. They also had telegraphy, if you remember. W4RFJ.
All right. Thank you, Chief. Yes, sir. That's the correct answer right there. It was the railroad that did originate the term 7-3, and Western Union also used it also in their, now my mind's drawing a blank of what those little phrases were. I believe it's 92 code. Someone can correct me on that. But that ends it for my questions for this evening, and I'm going to turn it over to Greg, KE5ALF. If you're ready, sir, the mic is yours.
KE5ALF, the KO4UMQ. Thank you very much, sir. I'm ready. My first question of the evening here in Grand Blanc, Michigan, where it's 63 degrees and cloudy, is going to be, according to the Solar Observatory in Zurich, Switzerland, the solar cycle that begun in what year is now called first cycle? And your choices of answers are going to be A, 1492, B, 1755, C, 1834, or D, 1904. Anybody got a comeback question to answer? Wow, this must be a tough one. Like I said, the answers are, your choices are 1492, 1755, 1834, or 1904. Now, I know that's pretty much more than most people in their age, but let's give it a chance. I'm still looking for an answer.
Hotel Alpha.
Okay, Fred, give it a shot.
Well, when I was a young boy at that time, I was 1755. I don't know how many great-grandfathers I would have to be back in 1755, but it was a solar cycle that lasted, they say, 11 years, 11.3 years. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA.
Thank you, Fred. Anybody else got an answer? Okay, seeing none, I didn't think you were that old, Fred. Yeah, you're correct. 1755 was the answer. Okay, my next question, what does VOX stand for? Voice of America, Variable Operator Exchange, Voltage Operated Transmitter, or Voice Operated Transmit?
VK2DY.
Go ahead, sir. You got an answer for me?
Good morning. This is Robert, Victor Kilo, 2 Delta Yankee in northwestern Sydney. 18 degrees Celsius and sunny here. I'm going to go with voice-operated transmitter, VK2DY.
You're close, sir. Very close, but not exact. Anybody else?
About Rika Zulu?
Go ahead, sir. What's your answer?
Yeah, Roger, Craig. Yeah, I think it's voice-operated relay is the term I remember using way back whenever.
Actually, the answer is voice-operated transmit, VOX, voice-operated transmit. Several close answers, but not exact. Okay, next qualify question is, if you qualify for DXCC, which is the DX Century Club, you would automatically also qualify for WAZ, which is worked all zones. Is this true or false?
Echo, Whiskey, Golf.
Go ahead, David. Your turn.
Yeah, the answer is false, and I have earned both of them, KB9EWZ.
And you're absolutely correct, sir. Exactly. Next question for us. Who first wrote the four equations that describe electromagnetic phenomena and are properly called Maxwell's equation? Was it Michael Faraday? Was it James Clerk Maxwell, Oliver Heaviside, or Albert Einstein? Okay, let me repeat the question again. Who first wrote the four equations that describe electromagnetic phenomena and are properly called Maxwell's equations? Was it Michael Faraday, James Clerk Maxwell, Oliver Heaviside, or Albert Einstein? Any takers?
Victor Uniform 2, Mike Delta Alpha.
The UT MDA, it's your turn. Go ahead. You got an answer for me?
This is Victor Uniform 2, Mike Delta Alpha from India. The answer is Maxwell Faraday. Maxwell.
I'm sorry, sir, but that's the incorrect answer. The actual answer for that was Oliver Heaviside. That's the last question for me, and I'm going to turn it over now to Kilo Bravo 9, Echo Whiskey Golf. Mike, or David, thank you for your participation this evening. And KB9EWG, it's your turn, sir. Go ahead.
Well, thank you, Alf, and I hope things are well in Melnick for you there. Good evening to you, and good evening to everybody else on South Cars. KB9EWG Echo 2289 is my South Cars number in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Continuing on here, what famous rock star is an amateur radio operator? Bill Haley, Jimi Hendrix, Elvis Presley, or Joel Walsh? Anybody care to give that one a guess there?
K5NO, Kilo F5, Noe, Ontario.
Kilo Alpha 9, Whiskey Delta X-ray.
Well, I not only got one cheesehead in the group here, I got two cheeseheads. along with me being a cheesehead here. Hey there, Mark and Bernie. Mark, go ahead.
Well, thank you, Dave, your old cheesehead. This is K5NO, Kilo F5, Noe, Ontario. Mark from Fern Park, Florida. We're at 75 degrees, going to a low of 66, and a high of 85. As to the third of your question, I'll answer D as in Delta. D as in Delta. Back to net control, K5NO.
Well, thank you, Mark. It's always good to hear from you, my friend. Good evening once again. Let's head up to Medford. Hey, Bernie, how's it going up there?
Not doing too bad up here. Over here. So I'm 45.1 degrees on the north side of the building and 46 degrees on the south side. And snow is just about gone again. And I'll also say D, Joe Walsh, back to net, KB9EWG, K9WGX, Echo 2211.
Oh, excellent. We got some definite rock fans there. I don't have any cookies here. I got some chocolate donuts I'll pass out there. One down to Mark and one up to Bernie. Thank you so much. Good evening once again. All right, moving on. Which of the following is most closely related to the planetary A index? A, MUF, M-U-F. B, solar flux. C, tropospheric ducting. Or D, the K index. Anybody want to try that one there from KB9EWG? I'll try it one more time there. Which of the following is closely related to the planetary A index? That's A as in MUF, M-U-F, B, solar flux, C, tropospheric ducting, or D, the K index from KB9EWG.
Six, Victor.
Donut, KY6D, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I thought all the DXers out there would know this one. It's the K index, sir. Over.
Correct you are, sir, and I will send you a chocolate donut if it doesn't ruin your supper there, Gordon. Go ahead.
Oh, I love chocolate donuts. You just go ahead. Send me the whole 12, will you? Or Baker's Dozen, whatever.
All right, well, thank you. Yeah, the KNX qualifies, quantifies disturbances in the horizontal component of the Earth's magnetic field. With an integer in the range of 0 to 9, with 1 being calm and 5 being more, indicating a geomagnetic storm. It is derived from the maximum fluctuations of horizontal components observed on a magnetometer during the 3-hour intervals. All right. Let's try this next question here. And most of you should probably get this one correct. Of the following, what is the best SWR match for an antenna? 2.4, that's alpha. Bravo is 1.1. 1 to 1 to there. Charlie is 1.2 to 1, and Delta is 3.3. What's the best SWR from KV9EWG?
Kilo Alpha 9 Whiskey Delta X-ray. Was B 1 to 1? That's the one I would get. K9WGX.
Yeah, Bravo is a 1 to 1. That's your answer.
Yes, that's correct. I believe there wasn't anything lower than that in the answers anyway. K9WGX.
Well, Bernie, you get a chocolate donut there. Well, thank you so much. All right. Let's try this one here. Where is the newest Nikola Tesla Museum located? Alpha is in Budapest. Bravo is in Belgrade. Charlie is in New York, and Delta is in Colorado Springs. Where is the newest Nikola Tesla Museum located from KB90WG?
ALF.
ALF, go ahead.
I believe it's in New York. I'm not sure, but I think it's New York.
Oh, you get one of my chocolate donuts there. So excellent. Good job there, ALF. And I said, I hope things are good at Melnick there. Anyways, at this time, we are preparing to close tonight's program after our last call for any final questions or check-ins. Anybody have any questions or any trivia questions you want to maybe throw into the mix here and see how we do there from KB90WG?
K2HA.
Good evening, Peter. Fred, how are you doing? And go ahead.
Oh, very good, David. Peace and blessings to everybody on the net. Thank you for all the answers that were given. So we had the part 97 with all those different sections. It was very interesting. So I went ahead and calculated how many subsections there are underneath those sections. And there are 63 and two appendices. Is Fred, K2HA.
Well, Fred, I shall send you a chocolate donut for the research there. Thank you, and good job. Good evening to you once again. Anybody else have any final check-ins, comments? Anybody else with maybe a trivia question that they want to ask themselves there? Any final comments before I secure the net here from KB9UWG?
K9WDX.
Go ahead, Bernie.
Okay. I just wanted to say that, I don't know if I mentioned it to you, South cars yet or not, but maybe I did. If it is, it's redundant, but bought a new weather station. The old one, the Honeywell, kind of retiring that. Well, it just gives you, you know, temperature and humidity and barometer or barometric pressure, a few basic things to let you know what kind of weather it's going to be, whether it's going to be sunny or rainy or whatever, but not much more than that. I bought a different rate. The weather station had a lot larger display and about 14 different things it gives you. Yeah, I'm trying to think of which way I should put the sun part there. I should leave it in lux or put it in FC. I'm not sure what FC is, but I know what lux is, but I don't know what FC is. And then they got watts per square meter, but I'm not sure which one I should use. I'm using LUX right now. And anyway, it all works except for the wind speed and gusts. It's the first one, first weather station I've had that had the wind speed and direction and stuff like that and all these other extras. And I wish that wind speed would go. I didn't reach that. But I wish the wind speed and gust would work. Been working with the seller and their engineers or whatever. They've been trying to figure it out. And I'll try pressing and holding in the channel plus button. Okay, and that didn't work. Tried to do it close to the transmitter and far from the transmitter, within 10 feet of the transmitter, within 50 feet of the transmitter, whatever, and other things there. Tried with putting the batteries in there again and plugging it back into the wall and so on and so forth, but nothing seems to work. I was actually going to try to reset one more time, mainly because I had to clear my throat. I don't like to do that over the air if I can help it, like coughing or sneezing. I try not to do that over the air unless it happens so quickly I can't unkey fast enough. But anyway, I tried everything and that we could think of. And I was actually starting to maybe take it apart, thinking maybe something's disconnected or not connected up inside of there. And I started taking the piece apart, and I got to these last four screws, and they're down in this hole, and my screwdrivers either won't reach it, or they're just too large in diameter or circumference to fit into the hole, and so I can't get to the screws there. I wanted to see if something was disconnected or not connected or what there. Maybe that's what the problem is. I don't know. But other than that, it works. And I'm sending weather information to both Weather Cloud and Weather Underground under Bernie's Weather. I didn't know who was going to ask me for a name, and that's the only thing I can think of at the moment in Medford here. So back to Net. K9EWZ, K9WDX.
Oh, interesting, Bernie. Well, yeah, I've had a few different weather stations myself, and they are nice to have, and that's quite interesting, but thank you so much for the info. Anyways, anybody else have any final comments, questions, maybe a trivia question that they want to ask themselves? Anything else before I secure the net from KB9EWG?
ALF.
Ah, we're here from Planet Nomek there. Go ahead.
Hey, one last quick trivia question I thought maybe somebody might be interested in and might have an answer to. On what holiday does the Amateur Radio Relay League Straight Key Night occur?
Well, I can answer that. That's New Year's Eve.
I would have really been freaked out if you didn't answer that with all the awards that you have earned from ARRL. If you didn't know the answer to that, I'd have been shocked, totally shocked. But if you're going to send me a cookie for asking the question, make sure you send me an extra one for the dog, will you please? Campbell loves cookies. 73s to you, David.
Well, actually, I think you owe me a cookie for answering the correct answer. I don't have any cookies here. I've been handing out chocolate donuts. Go ahead.
That's fine. I can deal with that. And I can't give her chocolate, but I'll just eat the chocolate off the top of the donut and just give her the donut by itself.
Okay, it sounds good, Al. Thank you. And we'll probably catch you on the next 8A session there. Anyways, this is KB9EWG Net Control for the South Cars TIN this evening. One of the Net Control stations. Looking for any comments, check-ins, or questions before I secure this, put that ribbon on this thing here. Anybody else for anything before I tie the knot? Okay, well, nothing further heard. It's been a fun net. I enjoyed it. Good to get some of those trivia questions out of the way. So thank you all for your participation and your questions and answers there. So this has been SCARS, DOIP. Net schedules and general information may be found on our wonderful webpage, scarsvoip.com. That's SCARSVOIP.com. KB9EWG closing the net for this evening. Again, in saying 7-3, thank you all for participating. The server is now returned to normal amateur use from KB9EWG.